Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't find what Scott Boras is doing to be cute at all. I don't find it to be funny, especially when we're sitting here as a fan base that is certainly skeptical that he's going to advise his client to sign here. If I were represented by someone that was going to speak publicly, I would not want him doing this BS. What you just heard there during the update, his little play on words, Scoobal is metrically dominant both in advanced and traditional measures. He's truly a saber-proof tiger, S-A-B-R, one of the metrics, saber-proof tiger, one of the metric ratings. Then he does a Scooby-Doo reference and the vehicle from the old cartoon that the dog Scooby-Doo and the gang used to drive around in, called the Mystery Machine. If you want to look at the tail of the tiger without Scoobs, they're a mystery machine. Shut up. I think this is embarrassing. I think it's toying with fans' emotions. I usually don't take this stuff so seriously, honestly, because it's for the most part irrelevant. I will just say that if that were somebody representing me in some sort of negotiation publicly, I would not want him doing that. Publicly, I wouldn't want him saying much at all. I'd want him to be vague as hell. But at the end of the day, I can't stand this stuff. This person would not represent me publicly. And it doesn't make me any better or worse than anybody else. I just don't think it's the kind of thing that he should be joking around about. Now, he's doing it for other players. And other that he represents. So, I mean, Ranger Suarez, he said something about the team that gets him will be Rangerous. Hysterical play on words. There are fan bases that are emotionally tied to these players that want to see them come back. Your little limericks and jokes don't go over real well. And I mean, Scoobal, I suppose, could shut it down. Now, there was this, Cody Stavenhagen. I got the quotes, covers the Tigers for The Athletic. He had the quotes about the saber-proof tiger and the mystery machine. He also said this, Scott Boras on whether spring or opening day could be a cutoff for any Tarek Scoobal extension talks. Quote, we've always been a listener. That's always been our attitude. At this point, my main instructions are to listen to anything they have to say. Well, that's great. But I find these things to be so distasteful under what is, if we're going to try to understand, Scoobal has every right to seek the biggest contract he can possibly find. So, I'm not mad at him for that by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm not even mad at him for signing Scott Boras. And I'm not even mad at him for really Boras doing this stuff. But it starts to, like, if he signs elsewhere after next year and, you know, he gets to free agency and he goes and signs a massive contract with the Mets, I don't know, man. It doesn't feel like it engenders any understanding on the behalf of the fan base that you are leaving. Whatever. Irritated. With that said, interesting ESPN insider report that the Pistons are amongst the teams that could be a suitor for Anthony Davis of the Dallas Mavericks. We have one caller that said they understood it, because that person thinks that Anthony Davis can take this team over the top in the East and make them a true championship contender. He also said, as opposed to being irrelevant, I do not think they are trending towards being irrelevant. Now, we can't be fooled, right? Like, okay, let's look at this. We've gone through this before. Best record in the conference. Tigers had the best record in the American League for much of the baseball season. In the end, they weren't the best team in the American League. This Piston team, right now, best record in the Eastern Conference. Can you make a case that they are going to have the same fate that was awaiting the Tigers? Sort of. I mean, and I'm not even sure they can prove anything in the regular season. Pistons, okay, what team could they go beat that would make you go, okay, they're a true contender? Or that would convince you that authenticate your feelings that they are a true contender? That only team, to me, is Oklahoma City. And the problem is, no matter what happens between now and then, I shouldn't say no matter what happens, but it's most likely that that game, the first time they play, which is in late February, unfortunately, then they don't play again till late March, it'll probably mean more to Detroit than it means to Oklahoma City. And what I mean by that is Oklahoma City likely isn't thinking, hey, this is a measuring stick game for us. The Pistons will probably be thinking it's a measuring stick game for them. So, you know, if you think the Pistons are just like the Tigers, in that you don't think they're really the best team in the game, I mean, I'm not even sure that makes you want to trade for Anthony Davis, the often injured Anthony Davis, whose stories and injuries have been well documented. And look, there are other players that are injury prone that I'm okay with taking chances on. Not one that takes up $58 million of cap space next year, and not one that you would have to send that much capital the other direction to go get, right?
Yeah, this isn't like a free player that's out there. You're going to give up a lot financially, like you mentioned, and also in the form of assets. You're going to give up a lot of your young players because this team is already young. Maybe some of these guys are possible core guys moving forward that you're going to move to get a guy who's going to be 33 before the year's over. And he's going to be probably injured again at some point during this year, because that's what his resume has shown us. Now, when healthy, when he was in his prime, there is no doubt Anthony Davis is a stud. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But you can't just look at it like that. You got to look at all that comes with it and what you're giving up. And to me, it's just completely not worth it, especially when you have the number one seed right now. I would go elsewhere if you're looking for a big splash. Trajan Langdon doesn't seem like he's a big splash kind of guy to me. But if he were to make a big splash, Anthony Davis is not the name I want.
Well, it would appease the group that wants to make Detroit teams to make a big splash. Those that have been yelling and screaming about the Red Wings / Tigers / Lions. Well, here's a big splash. Here's a big...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Big name. But this falls into the strong pass category for me.
Yeah, it just smells, it just reeks of Blake Griffin all over again.
And it, you know what it reeks of? It reeks of something started on the other side. I, for the most part, don't believe this to be true. I think the people that are running the Pistons are really, really smart. And I don't know under any argument that this would be a risk worth taking. I mean, I guess the only thing that could happen is you could trade for him and he'd help lead you to an NBA championship and then people would be sold, which is the ultimate goal. But unless he were to do that, because right now, like I saw one text that said, no matter what you believe, they're not a championship contender this season. That's fine. They're set up to be around for a long time. Why mortgage any part of the future for this kind of gamble? Okay, they don't win the NBA championship this season. They're just getting started. Their core is so young. And if you can keep this group together and then make some smart moves, additions, the one thing that they might be able to take advantage of that hasn't been the case in forever is that in Detroit, we may have a team that others want to play for. We may have a team that free agents aren't afraid to sign with. We may have a team that players may waive their no trade clause to come play for Detroit. That's new. And that's something that you don't have to be. You know what? Anthony Davis would be a move that's made by a desperate team that can't get anybody else. That's not us anymore. They can get others.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.